So could you please tell us your name and why you're sitting here outside the Cabinet of Ministers building doing some knitting?
My name is Jamil Kamanga. I'm Kurdish from Iran. And 21 years I'm living in Finland. I came to Finland as a refugee 21 years ago. And then right now I'm a Finnish citizen. They are not calling me anymore a refugee. But I heard here, of course, this is my project. I'm making the passport and visa is for a very long time, maybe for 10 years I started to make it. It's a very old Iranian technique. Over there, the woman they're using for jewelry and making something beautiful clothes. I use that technique, but I'm using as a modern art. I'm doing something. I decided right now I'm doing the passport and visa, especially now in the Europe, you can see. There is many refugees. They come from Syria, they come from Iraq, Afghanistan, especially the Syria right now. They are in a very bad situation. There is no any village left, there is no any city left, there is no any life over there. And the people, they have nothing choice, that they are running away. You can see in the sea every day, maybe someday 100 people, they are dying in the sea, in the truck, in the car, everything. But here also, we heard here also there is some demonstration against the foreigner, against the refugees. They say no Muslim, no foreigner, they have to go out. And I'm sitting here, I'm making the travel, the Latvian travel document, to supporting the refugees.
But it does seem strange.
And here I came to minister, in front of the minister, and make this kind of, because this kind of passport is only for refugee. I made this as a, you know, I hope it's going to work, something helping the refugees.
Well, it does seem strange because 1 month ago there were a couple of hundred people standing just on the other side of the road there saying no to immigrants, no to refugees.
Yeah. So and here I'm sitting here under the minister window.
Yeah. And this form of knitting, I don't know even that, is that the right term for it? I mean, where did you learn it? Was this something you learned in Iran or since you left?
Yeah, this also is a longer story, because this kind of art, even for the women, they are not teaching you in the school or university or something. When I was a child, my older sister, she was a master of the handicraft. I was a boy, I was sitting, I was so like it, I was sitting next to him, I tried to learn, and I, so many times I've been punished by my father. I was a man, I don't allow to learn this kind of, but I learned, I knew the technique, something. When I came to Finland, I decided to, and that time I was a refugee, I didn't know so much language, and I had a problem for job. I said, okay, I can make some handicraft and sell it. I made it like a jewelry, you know, for the ladies. I used this technique. And then when I started to make art in the Finland, one day it just came to my mind. Okay, I have to make something. First, I made a four passport. Three Finnish passport, Iranian passport, travel document, and Finnish passport, and also Iranian passport. The passport I had in my life, I made it the first. But I saw it's very interesting. They take attention from media. Not that it was something new. It was something beautiful in the Europe. Because I think I'm only doing this kind of here. I hope so not. I hope so many other people. And because I decided, and right now I try to travel, and everywhere I'm going to have an exhibition. I'm going to make a performance. I'm choosing a special place, especially for the refugees.
Was it difficult to arrange this here?
Actually, 2 days ago I was here. When I came here, we didn't say anything to them. I came here, the old bodyguard, they came. Of course, the secretary of the minister, they know, but they know for 2 days, not for 2 days ago, because we have to make a video and put it in the exhibition. And then I said, the bodyguard come, and the lady, she was over there, and she ordered, like, nobody is not going to next them, don't touch them, just let them be free. We know that, and minister, he know that. So, okay.
And finally, would you describe yourself as integrated in Finland, or is that, you know, not the right word to use?
Actually, right now, I like Finland, you know. I became a Finnish. When I'm going back to my country, because our culture is different. But Finnish is a peaceful country. Yeah? The peaceful people, they are sitting, they are not coming to you, nobody asking. But when I'm going to be Iran, everybody, they invited, you have to go to the people. People every day they come. I can't do that. I want to work. For example, I have a big project. I have to go back to Iran. I decided because I need a hand, somebody to work with me. And then I'm just thinking, how can I work with this, my family, because they don't let me be alone, they don't let me to be me, they don't let me to work. But I hope someday to be the same I want, I can go back free, go back to Iran, live again in Iran.
So where would you say you belong? Where is your place in the world? Where is it?
Right now Finland, but in my heart, of course, my hometown.